Now that the 2016 season has come to a close, let's look ahead to the opponents for the Vikings in 2017. The Vikings will look for revenge against the Lions in 2017 after being swept by them in 2016. Matthew Stafford figures to be under center yet again for the Lions, while their defense looks to be on the rise. The Vikings split their season series with Chicago in 2016. An improving defense and up-and-coming running back Jordan Howard could make the Bears a tough team in 2017. The Vikings and Packers split their season series in 2016 as Green Bay wrestled back control of the division after the Vikings won it in 2015. To reclaim division supremacy, the Vikings will have to overcome a Packers squad that is coming off an impressive run through the playoffs. The Vikings will go back to the scene of a 2016 loss when they travel to FedEx Field to take on Jay Gruden and the Washington Redskins. Charismatic quarterback Jameis Winston and a young, hard-hitting defense are coming to U.S. Bank Stadium in 2017. The Vikings will experience one of the best NFL environments in 2017 when they travel to Heinz Field to take on the Steelers. The Ravens are battle-tested, feisty, and always well-coached. They come to Minnesota in 2017. The road game against the Browns won't be played in Cleveland. These two teams square off at Twickenham Stadium in London. Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and he'll be a big challenge for the Vikings' impressive passing defense. For the second time in as many seasons, the Vikings will travel to Charlotte to take on Cam Newton, Luke Kuechly, and a feisty Panthers defense. There's a lot of new to the Rams, as they've hired a new head coach, Sean McVay, and it's expected that last year's first-round pick, Jared Goff, will be their full-time starter entering the season. The Rams come to U.S. Bank Stadium in 2017. The Vikings will travel to Atlanta in 2017 to check out a new stadium and the defending NFC champions. Mike Zimmer knows the Bengals well. His former team visits Minnesota in 2017.